God is good. Ascension. What do you understand by the word ascension? As a growing child in the nation, Nigeria, I grew up in a Christian home. There was this calendar that we see around when we visit places. This calendar interprets a scriptural passage that suggests that one will be left behind while one will be taken. And the cartoon expression on this calendar suggests that maybe two people are having a conversation, or some people are in an aircraft. All of a sudden, a person that was supposed to be sitting down beside you disappears. And the next thing you see is that he's on a white attire out of the aircraft with his two hands raised up as if he's going somewhere. So, as a growing child, we also came in contact with the film about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I mean, the last 12 hours, where he was punished, he was beaten, he was crucified, and after he has given up the ghost, his body was taken down the cross and kept in a tomb. And after 3 days, he resurrected. And having resurrected, he appeared to his supposed disciples. And after some time, they watched him levitate. And while he levitated, he was going. And when he was going, a voice came out of the sky, which is supposedly his voice, saying, "Lo, I am with you always, even till the end of the age." How many of you believed in those pieces or misinterpreted that masterpiece of the life and time of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? You know, you began to see him as a superhero, so powerful, he resurrected, and he ascended. Wow, what a friend we have in Jesus. He has gone to be with the Father. You know, later we will enter into the book of the Acts of the Apostles, where they told us that Christ is now seated at the right hand of the Father, interceding for us. Now, how does ascension concern you? How does it relate to you, the ascension of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? Is it possible that you also ascend? Some people, after reading the book of Revelations, believe that if they die as Christians, a time will come when, after the world is over, they will resurrect, right? And everybody that has died will resurrect and they will face judgment and other things. I've come to educate us a little bit about what ascension is really about and what the beautiful masterpiece about the life and times of Jesus Christ that was filmed was really about. Hallelujah. The book of the Bible is full of parables, figurative expressions that if you follow them by the letter, you may miss the point. Even our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ clearly stated this, saying, "The letter killeth, but the Spirit gives life." It takes the help of the Holy Spirit to give an express interpretation to everything that you see that are parables and the scriptures. You see, the story of Christ's death, resurrection, and his ascension were all parables as well. Christ came to actually help me and you to have what we call a shift in consciousness. As a matter of fact, what ascension really is a shift in consciousness. For example, you have a belief that was handed over to you as a child, as a Christian. The system was programmed to help you to have a particular way of thinking about your personality, which focuses more on your physical side of things. You are Solomon Paul, for example. You are the son of Mr. Paul, the descendant of Udu Kingdom. That is the identity you were aware of. But, and at the same time, the system also is programmed to make you go through school, choose a career, at a point, leave your father and your mother's house, cleave with a partner, you people start reproducing, and you become successful in your career of choice, and you're able to provide for your family, yourselves, and later raise your children in the like fashion. And at some point, you retire. At some point, you may be taken to the facility where they keep the seniors, depending on the country you find yourself. And at some point, you'll be waiting for the day you will die. And in the Christian fold, people believe that at some point you will die and go to heaven. Beyond that structure, there is another structure which is superior to that structure. And the system is programmed to work against the realization and access to that structure, which is spiritual structure. Beyond your physical genealogy, beyond everything that you are about, career-wise, marriage-wise, schooling and everything, there is a spiritual structure. There's a spiritual side of you which you need to harness. And until you're able to harness that, until you're able to have a full awareness, until you become fully conscious of your spiritual identity, you may not be able to actually fulfill destiny. Your destiny is tied to your ability to connect with the spiritual side of things around you. Now, this is it. The scripture says, and I quote, that if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Everything Christ embodied, if you receive him as your Lord and Savior, if you fully accept Christ as your Lord and Savior, listen carefully. everything that happened to Christ is what is already happening to you. This is the reason why Christ is declared the author and the finisher of our faith. So if you receive Christ as your Lord and Savior, you are crucified with Christ, you died with Christ, and you are resurrected with Christ, you are ascended with Christ, you are seated at the right hand of the Father with Christ. As a matter of fact, the easiest route to ascension is being in Christ, because Christ ascended. Christ was able to realize himself, and he was able to actualize the consciousness of being an incarnate of God. So he lived in that consciousness. That was why he declared that the Son bears likeness to the Father. He also said, if you have seen me, you have seen the Father. And they asked him, are you the Son of God? He said, who are you? He said, I am. He said, Abraham rejoiced to see my day. He also said that before Abraham, I was. So, Christ was not only talking in the body. He was speaking when he had matured into the consciousness of being an incarnate of God. And Christ did not teach us to actually become worshippers of him, but he came to show us the way to the Father. And if you look at your scriptures carefully, in the book of Luke chapter 17 verse 21, here is the kingdom. Neither shall you say, lo here, nor lo there, for the kingdom of heaven is within. If you shift in consciousness and you're able to connect with your higher self is God himself. I know you must have heard the term higher self. If you are able to connect with your higher self, you have now connected with God, in whom you are his extension. And he again declared that as he is, so are we. You see, without you grow and shift in consciousness, it will be wrong for you to declare that as he is, so am I. You need to shift in consciousness. In other words, you need to be consciously conscious of the fact that you are an extension of God. And this does not happen overnight. Listen, if you must cross over from the base point where you find yourself before you become born again, you must go through pain. You must drink of the cup of suffering. You must experience healing. In fact, you will be battered. Christ asks, are you willing to drink my cup of suffering? It is when you drink from the cup of the suffering of Christ that you will begin the journey of ascension. So we children of God, when we suffer, when we go through pain, our pain is not like that of others. As we are healing from the pain, we are actually changing in consciousness. So our pain is not like that of others. This is the reason why so many unusually bad things will be occurring around you, even as a child of God that you have declared yourself to be. Have you not noticed that every time you have declared that you are a child of God, you begin to suffer? Sometimes you get tired of being tired, of even suffering. The journey is never easy. As a matter of fact, look at the life of David. David had to go through some very hard processes during his lifetime for him to be able to become acquainted with aligning with divinity. Aligning with divinity because of the way the world system is designed, it's not easy. In fact, when you are born into this world, it's like you have joined a society. It's like you are under a covenant. And you need to be born again. You need to experience rebirth. And after you must have experienced rebirth, you need to drink of the cup of suffering. You need to suffer. It doesn't come easy. In the midst of suffering, a lot of people deviate because of the lack of the understanding that they were actually partaking in the cup of Christ's suffering. Okay, sometimes some people go into ministry, and when things become so difficult, they begin to seek means. You have diverted. Why don't you wait there? Why don't you just endure? Endure the pain. Endure the humiliation. Oh, you want to share the glory of Christ with him and you don't want to suffer. You have to suffer. Go and check every hero of faith after Christ. They had to experience one or two extremes. As a matter of fact, Peter, at some point, was imprisoned. Apostle Paul had to experience shipwreck. Even the other apostles, most of them had to go through what we call martyrdom. Some were crucified, some were fried in oil, some were divided, some were crucified upside down. There were different kinds of suffering they went through in order for them to shift in consciousness. You see, it is a big deal for you to come to a realization of your spiritual identity and potential. And if you do not go through those pain and suffering, maybe the Lord will not get your attention. You need to go through the pain. Now, Joseph said, as for you, you meant it for evil. Every time you go through pain, the enemies meant it for evil, because you need to evolve. As a matter of fact, ascension comes with the evolution of the consciousness of man from his current state to the state of the God consciousness. That's what ascension is. When you hear ascension, you begin to imagine, oh, the first picture that comes to your head may be that you see Christ, according to the movie, levitating above the disciples, and later he disappears into the thin air. Ascension was for you. Ascension is a shift in consciousness, is an evolution from your current state of consciousness to the God consciousness. I mean, how God is. You see yourself the way God is seeing you. You function the way God Almighty has designed you to function. Those who would ascend, those who will shift or experience a shift in consciousness, they have to go through a process. And the process is never easy. The Bible says when Christ passed the test, temptation, God gave him access to all the powers heaven and on earth. So your test may not come like that of Christ. It may not be like that of Christ, but it will have some similarities. You will face some tests and trials. But if you have a vast capacity to understand, you will be able to deduce that this thing, God is using it to actually prepare me for something better. Funny enough, the people in this part of the world, because of the level of the consciousness of poverty, they hinge their salvation on prosperity. They believe that once they are saved, things will begin to work out for them in terms of provisions will begin to come in because of the level of poverty in the consciousness. We are not poor, but it's a consciousness that is what? Poor. See, seeing a particular color as superior to yours is another way that you are forcefully giving your power away, selling your birthright. No race, no color is superior to any color. These are just subliminal suggestions that have been made. Now, once you come to that point of ascension, it will be easy for you to discover equality in everything. You see, when you come to the point of equality, when you shift in consciousness and you imagine equality among everything, then you have ascended. You will not feel inferior to anything. You will not see anything as superior to you. You will just have this knowing that we are all equal. And whoever may want to see himself as superior would not be able to see himself as superior when they are around you. Because beyond the flesh is the spirit. Are we together? The ability. In fact, you are able to grow to that point whereby you are able to live in love. You see, loving your neighbor that Christ emphasized upon does not only is not only limited to you giving out items, but you seeing others the way you see yourself, the way God sees them, and the way God sees you. So we need to wake up. This is what interprets the scripture that says, if any man be in Christ, it's a new creation. Behold, all things are gone and all things have become new. In fact, receiving Christ Jesus is an automatic ticket for shift in consciousness. If you have this technical understanding of it, you will not be unsure of your salvation. Like the holier than thous usually emphasize upon, making you feel as if you are the worst sinner on earth. In fact, when you have ascended and experienced a shift in your consciousness, there will be this less sin consciousness within your mindset. It will be easier for you to navigate and understand why some things are the way they are. In fact, you understand the subject of sin beyond obeying the letters that say, do not do this, do not do that. You will not live by law, you'll be living by grace. Because while you are at it, you will be inspired on the reasons why this thing should not be the way it is. So you will not have a person who has a low consciousness, who has not yet evolved, pointing accusation fingers at you. Christ had a higher level of consciousness. That was the reason why when they wanted to throw a stone at the woman that was caught in the act of adultery, he said, no, don't do that. He explained to those who were trying to cast a stone at the woman that all of you are even the same in the first place. Now, when you shift in consciousness, the politician that steals billions in any country worldwide and the man that withdraw help from his neighbor when he can do so is the same as a politician. God is good. The world and everything in it is also shifting in consciousness at the moment. And this has started taking place since the year 2019-2020. The world is evolving. So ascension is not limited to Christ alone. It's what would happen to you when you experience a complete shift in consciousness. You are no longer the same. And you need to give your all to it. This was what Apostle Paul was emphasizing on when he says, walk out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Ascension does not happen when you die in the body. You can rise in consciousness and be in the Lord while you are yet in the third dimension, which is the physical world where we are. You know, the parables of Christ are so deep that if you do not rise in consciousness, you may not get it. Christ was saying, if a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. He cannot enter into the consciousness of the kingdom of God. In other words, until you stop sitting on I know all, and this is all there is. In fact, I am too much. Until you keep yourself open for an opportunity to evolve, you will begin to assume that you have arrived. And there's no way you'll be able to assess divinity, the divinity you're talking about. And this divinity does not just come when you begin to play your gospel songs, when you go for Christian concerts. Ascension does not happen that way. It's a procedure that you can enjoy. No wonder David declared, come taste and see that the Lord is good. You see, everything we confess in Christianity, we do it in faith. Oh, you just feel when you are in Christ, you begin to live a life of luxury. No, you see, poverty will not finish us in this part of the world. I mean, the mentality is so damaged that people actually believe that once they come into the religion, Christianity, things are expected to begin to work, whereas God wants to take you into his kingdom. Hallelujah. When you are stricken, when God permits you to be stricken, I mean, life will throw blows, heavy blows at you. As you are healing, the steps of healing become the steps of growth. Most of the time, if you have to grow spiritually. So if you are that kind that rejects pain, rejects situations, that means you are not ready to evolve spiritually. What did the book of James say? James chapter 1 from verse 2, I read, my brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience, but let patience have a perfect work. When you are tested, you will be forced to heal. In the process of healing, patience comes. You can't jump and say, I've recovered immediately. Who are you? You don't jump out of pain when you are in pain. When you need to cry that tears. When you need to go through your process, don't look for a shortcut. Don't look for a way out. Stay there. There's a reason why God Almighty is making you go through that situation. It's not unto destruction. 13 years of imprisonment was to prepare Joseph for the position of being a prime minister. Some of you must have bribed your way out of it. If it's today. Hallelujah. Ascension. What lies have you been told about ascension? What is your belief about ascension? Ascension happens and is a process you need to go through, even if you have confessed that I am in Christ. In fact, when you are in Christ, listen, you have prophetically pushed yourself to that position where Christ actually is, which makes him the Son of God. If he's the Son of God, you are now Son of God. The Bible puts it this way, we are joint heirs with Christ. In other words, everything God has in power, glory, and majesty, we also have alongside Christ. So even if you have prophetically declared that and you are enjoying the benefits, make sure that you walk your way into securing the place completely and not just be having access and coming back. Don't just have access. Walk your way by consistently abiding in his word and allowing his word to abide in you. Abiding in his word and allowing the word of God to abide in you will cause you to do what the word is saying always. And when you are doing what the word is saying, your system in the next 11 months would comply with your new lifestyle. In fact, you would now enter into that dimension whereby you will now be expressing yourself as the express image of God. As he is, therefore, you will now be. Prosperity preaching will not help you. Sowing seed will not help you to assess that place. That was what Simon Peter was rebuking the other man for when he said, how much can I pay to have access to this anointing? He said, to hell with you and your money, for you feel that you can ascend with your money without going through the process. And it's not something you enter into by being prayerful as well. When you want to evolve, you will not even see Satan. You see, the greatest enemy you have to overcome in the journey of evolution into that God's consciousness is yourself. May God bless his word. Jesus Christ. If you are conversant with the podcast, you can easily locate your Spotify application where you can catch us up by searching Apostle Solomon Paul on Spotify. And we are on Google Podcasts as well with the same name, Apostle Solomon Paul. We're also on Breaker Radio with the same name, Apostle Solomon Paul. And under the name Apostle Solomon Paul, you'll find every of our broadcasts, and you can click on any where you can be inspired by the Spirit-filled message as delivered by us in Jesus' name.